新闻翻到上行诗，就是诗篇。
Can we turn to Psalm, the Song of Ascents?
124篇。
124.
诗篇
124.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们好像雀鸟从捕鸟人的网罗里逃脱，网罗破裂，我们逃脱了。
Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the trapper. The snare is broken, and we have escaped.
125.
Verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever.
众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也照样围绕他的百姓，从今时直到永远。
As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever.
126篇第一节。
Psalm 126, verse 1.
当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream.
127篇。
Psalm 127.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然惊醒。
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain.
第四节。
Verse 4.
少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑。
Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
128篇。
Psalm
128. 第三节。
Verse 3.
你妻子在你的内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树；你儿子、你儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄在子。
Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house; your children like olive plants around your table.
第六节。
Verse 6.
愿你看见你儿女的儿女，愿平安归于以色列。
Indeed, may you see your children's children; peace be upon Israel.
129篇。
Psalm 129.
以色列当说，从我幼年以来，敌人屡次苦害我。
Many times they have persecuted me from my youth up, let Israel now say.
从我幼年以来，敌人屡次苦害我，却没有胜了我。
Many times they have persecuted me from my youth up, yet they have not prevailed against me.
如同扶犁的在我背上扶犁而根的犁沟甚长。
The plowers plowed upon my back, they lengthened their furrows.
耶和华是公义的，他砍断了恶人的绳索。
The Lord is righteous, he has cut into the cords of the wicked.
第八节。
Verse 8.
过路的也不说，愿耶和华所赐的福归于你们，我们奉耶和华的名给你们祝福。
Nor do those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因着你的恩典，弟兄们能聚在这里整一天。
So, Lord, by your grace, brothers and sisters can gather here for a whole day.
我们何等的有福。
Lord, we are so blessed.
因为我们能听见你对我们说话。
Because we can hear you speak to us.
我们能把这一天分别出来，就是为着你的话。
Lord, we can set apart this day. It is for your word.
我们知道今天你还有一些话还没有说完。
Lord, we know that you have some words that you have not finished today.
所以我们把这段时间再交在你的手中。
So we commit this time again into your hands.
但无论你说话的翻译的听话都在一个圣灵的感动里面。
Lord, whether the one speaking, the one translating, and the one hearing, Lord, may all be moved by one spirit.
你的话语一解开，就发出亮光来。
Lord, as your word is open, and it shine forth light.
叫我们这些简单的人能够得着通达。
Lord, us who are simple-minded, Lord, we may receive understanding.
谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
把荣耀都归给你。
May all glory be unto you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' dear name.
Amen.现在我们就进入我们这一次讲到基督徒上行路的第三堂。
We have come to the third session as we discuss or talk about the life of degrees of us Christians.
不过在这上行诗就是120篇到134篇这15篇诗篇的背后。
We already spoke that behind Psalm 120 to 134.
代表着一个基督徒上行的道路。
It represents a way of ascension for Christians.
我们大概也把可能这个背后整个大概那个背后 在什么时候唱这些诗歌。
And we have also spoken of when these psalms are sung.
我们大概已经介绍过。
We already introduced this.
简单的来说，这十五篇分作三个五篇。
And simply speaking, these 15 psalms are divided into three sets of five.
第一个五篇，第二个五篇，第三个五篇。
First, second, and third sets of five.
那么刚好是三座山。
It's represented by three mountains.
橄榄山。
Mount of Olives,
西安山,
Mount of Zion,
还有就是摩利亚山,
and Mount Moriah.
我们知道说橄榄山乃是说到天的门。
Now we know that the Mount of Olives speaks about the gate of heaven.
天从这里开始。
And heaven begins in that place.
我们得救的时候，我们天堂就开始了。
When we are saved, that's when heaven begins.
所以现在我们看见，我们从橄榄山能看得见神所要做，你看得见整个的耶路撒冷。
So that from the Mount of Olives we can see the whole of Jerusalem.
因为圣经说耶路撒冷乃是神经营所建造的。
Because the Bible speaks about the city of Jerusalem being built and delegated by God.
我们蒙恩得救以后，
After we have been saved,
我们从神的话里面，
from the word of God,
我们明白了神的旨意，
we understand his will,
我们看见了，
we've seen it,
就是我们用我们心的深处把它接过来了，
and we receive it from our hearts.
我们看见神旨意的奇妙。
And we see the amazing will of God.
所以如果你从橄榄山，你就可以远远看见整个整齐的耶路撒冷。
So from the Mount of Olives, you can see the whole compacted city.
不过就在还没有，那是远远的。
And that is from a distance.
但是越过了这个山谷，结果你就看到，最先看到的乃是摩利亚山。
But after you pass through the valley, the first thing you see is Mount Moriah.
摩利亚山的后面乃是西山。
And behind Mount Moriah, you find the Western Mountain.
那么我们知道说整个的城就整建筑在这两座的山上。
And this whole city is built upon these two mountains.
当然，他们中间的中央山谷看不见的。
And then you can't really see the Central Valley as Central Valley.
然后在你看到整个这个摩利亚山脉的时候。
And then when you look at the whole mountain range of Mount
那么你能看得到大卫的宝座。
You can see the throne of David there.
那就是西安山。
That is Zion.
那是在最左边。
And that is far to the far left.
最低的地方。
To the lowest place.
那么然后到了中央的地方。
And then when you come to the central part of it.
这个就是圣摩利亚山。
This is Mount Moriah.
摩利亚山的本部。
This is the proper of Mount Moriah.
然后呢，再往北走，就是往我们的右手走看。
So if you keep on going north and you go look to the right.
那就是哥哥他山。
And there you find Golgotha.
所以写诗的人。
So the psalmist.
他就为耶路撒冷求平安。
Ask for peace for Jerusalem.
他特别说你们要为耶路撒冷求平安。
Especially said you have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
所以他说耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。
So he said, Jerusalem.
第六节。
And it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, may they prosper who love you.
愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。
May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces.
然后因耶和华我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。
And for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good.
所以我们知道这就是橄榄山。
So this is Mount of Olives.
那么从这里开始。
So from here,
我们知道说我们基督徒的生活就开始起步了。
So now the life of us Christians start.
现在我们需要用一生的时间。
Now we need to use our whole lives.
来经历我们所看见。
To experience what we have seen.
我们信心的眼睛已经看见了。
Our eyes of faith have already seen.
但是我们要经历它。
But we have to experience it.
因为主的话说，你要周游西安，要数点城楼。
Because the Bible tells us that you will go through Zion and you will number the towers.
所以我们晓得这就是神的旨意。
So this is the will of God.
那么到了125篇以后的五篇，那是讲到西安山。
So then when we come to Psalm 125 and the five Psalms after, it speaks about Mount Zion.
我想今天下午我们就集中在 这一段。
And this afternoon we like to focus upon that.
那不过在我们继续往前以前，我们还要把前面这五篇里面还有几个重点稍微点一下就可以了。
And before we move on, though, we'd like to point out some things in the first stage.
我们提醒大家，我们这次不可能是一篇一篇诗篇来看它。
And we'd like to remind brothers and sisters that this time we won't be able to go to look at each individual psalm.
那是一棵一棵的树。
These are individual trees.
所以我们只能看过一片的丛林。
So we can only look at it like a forest.
我们最多这么多了。
And that's the most we can do.
就是我们要把树跟树之间的关系把它连起来。
So we want to connect the relationship between each tree.
所以这是我们这一次重点。
This is the focus of this meeting.
那如果大家对于这个一棵一棵树有兴趣的话。
But if you're interested in each of these individual trees.
那我推荐两本书。
I'd like to encourage you to read two books.
那一本就是斯布珍弟兄的大卫的宝藏。
One is The Treasure of David by Spurgeon.
我们知道讲到诗篇，没有一本书比斯布珍这本书更好了。
There's not a book as good as the one by Spurgeon on the Psalms.
几乎你所要知道的资料里面都会有。
So you'll probably find most of the information you're looking for in it.
尤其你今天上网，很容易就找到它。
So if you go on the internet, you can should be able to find this information very easily.
你大概不需要去买他的。
You probably don't have to buy his book.
那么这是大卫的宝藏。
Now this is the treasure of David.
那还有呢，一本书是专门讲上行诗的。
And there is another book that's just speaking about the Song of Degrees.
那么关于上行的诗并不多，而且好的并不多。
There are not many books on the Song of Degrees.
那最帮助我自己的。
And the one that has helped me the most.
那就是江守道弟兄写的那个上行诗。
And that's Brother Kong's Song of Degrees.
他在纽约的时候。
When he was in New York.
他曾经一度好好的把它查过的。
And he one point he studied it carefully.
所以就根据他整个的讲经的记录，然后就编成了一本书。
And based on that, he made it into a book.
不过他的书有两个版本。
But his book has two versions.
刚才我所说的一个是翻译本。
One is the translated version.
这是活泉出版的。
And this is published by the Living Stream Ministries. Living Spring.
Yeah. Okay.
Living Fountain.
Yeah. 那么但是在什么呢？在这个后来呢？我又看到一个版本。
And then I saw another version.
那个版本就是江弟兄在台北和新马尼拉的时候讲的。
And that was spoken by Brother Kong in Taipei and Manila.
那个比较口语化，就是。
That one is more colloquial.
那么对我们，你读起来恐怕更容易一点。
It's more spoken form, so it's easier to read.
但是并不是那么细。
But it's not as detailed.
你真的要细的话，那么一定读到他的翻译本。
So if you want to study the more detailed one, you have to study the translated version.
感谢神，他有英文版，有中文版。
Thank the Lord, there's the English and there's the Chinese.
所以如果弟兄姊妹，因着这一次的聚会，你里面有一个渴慕，希望能知道每一棵树是怎么回事。
So if you're interested in finding out what each individual tree is about,
那我想你可以从这里就得到很多的帮助。
I think you can receive much help from there.
那么讲到前面的
Now, when we spoke about the first five songs,
我想我们还稍微提醒提及两点几点来。
We'd like to mention a few points.
我们知道说这个第一篇第这个第一段的五篇呢，第一篇是讲到世界。
Now we know that the first psalm speaks about the world.
是迦南美地以外的世界。
It speaks about the world outside of the land of Canaan.
那么你就知道那是什么样的世界。
And you know what kind of world it is.
所以这个写诗的人说，我是在极难中求告耶和华。
So the psalmist said, "In my trouble, I cried to the Lord."
这个极难不光是苦难。
So in this trouble is not just suffering.
极难的苦难就是你要找九一一的。
In my trouble here, it means that you're ready to call 911.
等到你要叫911的是表示你在极难的。
When you're really ready to call 911, you're really suffering.
那这里有一个人呢，好像说和那个恨恶和睦的人住了很久了。
Now there was someone here who had said that he, as if he dwelled with those who hate peace for too long.
他从来没有感觉过的。
He never felt it before.
如果有的人不从来不吃大蒜的话。
If someone never eats garlic.
那么如果你碰到一般吃大蒜的人。
So if you encounter those that eat garlic.
你没有多久你自己就要出去了。
And soon you would want to leave them.
但是如果你不得已，你非要和他们在一起不可。
But if it's you can't help it and you have to be together.
因为你嫁了一个吃大蒜的丈夫。
Because you ultimately married a one who eats garlic.
那现在只有一个办法。
So you just have one thing to do.
就是要么你也吃大蒜。
Either you eat garlic too.
或者呢，你久了久了不觉得了。
Or otherwise you just get used to it.
你知道吗？这个就是那个，这个就是第120篇给我们的感觉。
This is what Psalm 120 tells us.
那么久了，从来没有觉得他在急难当中。
So for so long, such a long time, he never felt he was in such a trouble.
所以如果有一天你忽然觉得啊，我是住在吃大蒜的人中间。
So if one day you feel I'm amongst those that eat garlic.
你说我现在要找911了。
So now I have to call 911.
那这就证明你有了觉醒了 ，awakening.
Then you have a great awakening.
所以我们基督徒如果要往前走，那个 awakening 很重要，那个觉醒很重要。
So for us to move forward as Christians, we need a great awakening.
所以你就恨恶自己。
So you hate yourself.
所以你就巴不得能够怎么办呢
？So you say, what should I do?
所以他说，诡诈的舌头要给你什么，要拿什么加给你呢
？He said, what shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, deceitful?
所以这个就是世界。
So this is the world.
这个世界到底有多龌龊，到底有多肮脏
？So how evil and how dirty is this world?
你就看他怎么说话。
Just look at how he speaks.
不是看他在电视上怎么说。
It's not how he speaks on television.
你叫杜鲁门总统在电视上那个话都是好听的很。
So you know Harry Truman on TV, he always sounded very great.
但是他是有名的。
But he is very famous.
只要不是在电视机面前。
If he's not in front of the television.
你就能想象那个话怎么讲他都怎么讲的。
And then, you can imagine that's how he spoke.
为什么
？Why?
这个世界就是这样。
The world is like this.
你不要觉得稀奇。
Don't think it's something to be amazing.
你看见说你在这个世界里面，你最明显的从语言，从他说的话就可以表明出来。
This world, the most obvious manifestation of what it is by its speech.
所以，我们基督成长的开始。
So in the process of growth for us Christians.
你看刚刚开始的时候。
Especially in the beginning.
你怎么知道你不在这个世界
？How do you know you're not in this world?
你讲的话不一样。
But it's because when you speak and you talk differently.
你讲的话跟他们中间话不一样。
You talk differently from them.
你知道这个在威尔斯曾经有过大复兴，对不对
？You know that in there was a Great Welsh revival.
那次复兴实在是很大的复兴。
At that time, that it was indeed a great revival.
你看见做了。法院里面没有。
Oh, you noticed that all the courts.Ran out of things to do.
那么还有呢？这个所有的戏院都关门了。
And then all the theaters closed down.
那是很大很大的复兴。
It was indeed a great revival.
大家都承认那是很大的复兴。
And everyone admits that that was a great revival.
但是有一件事很有意思，你证明它是个大的复兴。
But there is one thing that's very interesting that you prove it to be a great revival.
因为在 Wales 那一带的地方，很多的矿工。
Because in Wales, they had many minefields there.
一个在矿工里面
，there were very coal mines。
一个在矿工里面做工。
And the one who works in the coal mine。
一天到晚看不见天日。
And then he would often not be able to see the sun。
你知道这个心情不会很好的。
And you know that his temper will probably not be very good。
就好像你做厨子，一天到晚这有火来烤你，你怎么样温柔也烤出生脾气出来。
Just like if you're a cook and you're next to the fire all day long, it's very hard. Even if you're a gentle person, you'll have be that bad temper.
所以他们总是要发泄一下，总是要把自己的感情能够发泄一下。
So they.Have to release themselves somehow and release that tension.
所以尤其是讲话。
Especially when it comes to talking.
所以呢，觉得最能够表达的就是粗话。
So the best thing is to curse.
所谓的粗话就是别人不敢讲的话，你敢讲。
So what does it mean to curse? It means that you say what others wouldn't say.
你知道别人根本不敢讲的。
Others won't dare to say.
别人受了太多的教育了。
Other people too educated.
他太斯文了，太文明了。
He's too gentle, too civilized.
所以不敢讲。
So he dares not speak.
但是不敢讲不是表示你不讲了。
But it doesn't mean that you dare not say.
因为我们这个罪人就是要想讲这些话。
Because us sinners, we want to say these things.
所以只要有找机会，你就把它讲出来了。
So you find the opportunity to say these things.
啊，你就大大的快乐起来。
And then you rejoice.
所以你知道咒诅讲咒诅话的人都是大大快乐的。
So those that curse actually feel very swift.
这个被咒诅的人难过，但是咒诅别人快乐。
Those who are cursed feel bad, but those who curse feel great.
你看见这就是这些人怎么样生活的。
So this is how these people live.
感谢主，有一天他们得救了。
Thank the Lord, these people have been saved.
那从前他们赶驴子的时候
，So it used to be when they would make the donkey go.
他们就咒诅。
then they would curse.
这个一咒诅啊，这个驴就听懂了。
When they cursed, the donkey would understand.
所以驴就开始动了。
And then the donkey would start moving.
但什么叫做大复兴？
But what is a great revival?
一大复兴以后啊，
is after the great revival.
这些人不再咒诅了。
These people no longer curse.
结果呢，他讲对驴子不走，对驴讲话的时候。
So when they spoke to the donkey.
他们的话温柔的多了
，so the words were much gentler。
结果驴子听不懂
，so the donkey couldn't understand them anymore。
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？But since do you understand？
这个就是大的复兴。
This is a great revival。
如果你蒙恩得救以后
，if after you're saved，
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你发现你的话不一样
，you discover that your words are different。
那证明什么
？What does that prove？
你不在这个世界里
，that you're no longer in this world。
你仍旧在这世界，但你不属于这个世界。
You're not in this world， but you are in this world， but not of this world。
当全世界像水一样往下流的时候
，as the whole world just like a stream going downward。
你如果是一片的落叶
，if you are like a fallen leaf，
你就跟着往下走。
You will flow with that stream。
你里面没有生命。
You have no life in you。
但如果你是鱼的话
，but if you're a fish，
你里面有生命。
You have life in you。
当水往下的时候
，as the water goes downward，
你能够顶着鱼往上。
You can swim upstream against the waterfall。
这就是基督徒。
This is a Christian。
这就是诗篇第一百二十。
This is Psalm 120。
我再说第二。
Let me repeat, brothers and sisters。
所以我记得印象很深刻。
I remember I had a deep impression。
我刚刚得救的时候。
After I had just been saved。
我十四岁就蒙恩得救。
I was 14 years old when I was saved。
一开始的时候。
In the beginning。
就学一个功课。
I learned one lesson。
因为我觉得。我不要再像从前一样说话。
I felt that I didn't want to speak like I used to.
你知道我所生长的家庭啊，就是咒诅的家庭。
You know, the family that I grew up was a family where there would be cursing.
这个父亲母亲没有得救以前。
Now before my mom and dad were saved.
他们两个人在那里拉锯，我们儿女不知道是靠是帮爸爸呢，还是帮妈妈。
So as they were there, they were in a tug of war. We didn't know who to help.
所以结果呢，你知道啊，结果那么而且呢，你看这个父亲没有得救以前。他用的话就是什么话，怎么他怎么喜欢怎么讲。
So my father would say whatever he wanted to say.
而且叫我们都不叫名字的。
And then they call us by names.
是什么短命的，怎么短命的。
Say, you short lived, you short lived.
那他难道喜欢我们短命？不会的。
So would they think that would he really want us to be short lived?
但是没有办法，这是他讲话的方法嘛。
But this is how he spoke.
就好像很多太太叫他先生杀千刀的。
So just like some wives call their husbands,
killed thousand times.
I'll never forget. This whole family changed.
他能够流着眼泪对跟我的叔叔认罪。
So he could in tears, confess sin to his, to my.
我觉得如果有一个人能这
brother,
如果有一个人这样改变我的父亲，我这样的主耶稣我也要。
So if someone could change my father this way, this Lord Jesus is someone I want.
所以后来我就这么蒙恩得救。
So then I became saved.
那因为我自己受这么多的苦。
Now because I suffer greatly under this.
我就告诉我自己。
So I told myself.
如果将来我有儿女的话。
So one day if I had children.
我不要他们受这样的苦。
I don't want them to suffer such.
在这个家庭里面。
Such pain in this family.
你听不见这样的话。
You will never hear such a word.
你听不见谎话。
You'll never hear lies.
你听不见粗暴的话。
You will not hear curse words.
威胁的话。
Or words of threat,
或者脏话
or dirty words,
或者不是合乎圣徒体统的话
or is what is not appropriate,
或者这个过分开玩笑的话
or some exaggerated or sarcastic words.
所以因为这个缘故
so because of this,
那我一蒙恩得救以后
so after I was saved,
我就好好在主面学功课
so I learned lesson before the Lord.
那么那个时候当然我读了尼托森用的书
so of course I read some books by Brother Watchman Nee.
那句话我都听进去了
of course I heard those words that he said.
他说一个基督徒吧
he said a Christian,
如果蒙恩得救以后
after he is saved,
他开始学习说诚实话
He starts to learn to speak the truth.
好好让舌头让圣灵来对付他。
To allow the Holy Spirit to deal with him.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他说大概这个人学了五年才开始说诚实的话。
So only after 5 years would this person start to speak the truth.
我起初以为你就有一点的夸张。
So in the beginning I thought, Brother Nee is probably exaggerating, right?
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers
and sisters. 你越注意你的口，你越注意你的嘴唇。
The more you pay attention to your lips.
你越发现我们这个人多，你看见我们这个人的倾向什么倾向。
You discover how crooked we are. we are.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
一直等到你真的接受十字架的工作
not only until you receive the work of the cross,
你要说诡诈的舌头啊
you will say, O deceitful tongue,
要给你什么呢
what am I ought to give you?
就是勇士的利剑
it is the sharp arrows of the warrior.
神的话就像两刃的利剑
So the word of God is like a two-edged sword.
你看神的话专门对付我们的舌头
dealing with our tongue.
还有就是罗炭木的炭火
And also burning coals of the broom tree.
那炭火就能够接近我。
So the burning coals can purify us.
所以这就是第一课。
So this is the first lesson.
所以你看见吗？当你往前走的时候，你从这里开始。
So when you move forward, this is where you start from.
那慢慢的我才发现。
Then slowly I start to discover.
今天不光是闲话不能说。
You cannot just not speak idle words.
不光是脏话不能说。
Not dirty words.
粗话不能说。
Curse words.
谎话不能说。
Lies.
而且如果我们一个受约束的人
So us who are restrained by the Spirit
为自己是没有多少话说
We shouldn't speak much for ourselves
诗篇119篇是全诗圣经最长的一篇诗
Psalm 119 is the longest psalm in the Bible
讲到神的话
It spoke about the word of God
神的话就停不下来了
Then the word of God continues on It doesn't stop
最长最长
It is the longest psalm
诗篇131篇是诗篇里面最短的一篇
Psalm 131 is one of the shortest psalms
那里讲到我的心不高狂傲我的眼不高大
It says in it my heart is not proud nor my eyes haughty
那这里很明显是讲谦卑的一首诗
Of course Psalm 131 speaks about a psalm of humility
那为什么它是最短的呢
Why is it the shortest
什么是谦卑呢
What is humility
谦卑不是低看自己
Humility is not to look down upon yourself
谦卑乃是不看自己
Humility is not to look at yourself
当你不看自己的时候
When you do not look at yourself
你就没有话了
Then you have nothing to say
为什么一个人 very talkative 一直说一直说呢
Why is a person very talkative and talks a lot
你知道这个人总是要表现他自己
And this person always wants to expressHimself.
他有太多的话要说了。
He has much to say.
他要表现他自己。
He wants to show himself.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
你看一个人说话。
So if you look at someone who speaks,
你就知道这个人。
You know this person.
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters,
如果你看见说凭着我自己没有什么好说的。
But if you think about someone that says, if there's nothing for me to say,
你看这个人话就少起来。
Then you know that this person will have few words.
听说 Spark 弟兄啊是很少说话的。
We heard that Brother Sparks actually is a man of few words.
和他在一起吃饭是很痛苦的一件事。
So for you to eat dinner with him is a very painful thing.
他不讲话，别人就不敢讲话。
When he didn't speak, no one else would speak.
他吃饭可以一个饭局一句话也不说的。
He can go through the whole meal without speaking a word.
在纽约的时候还记得。
And when we were in New York, I remember.
那江弟兄还有我们几位弟兄就坐在他旁边和他一起吃饭。
And many of us would sit down and eat with Brother Kong.
他最后一次在纽约，我还记得，我就坐在他的旁边。
The last time he was going to be in New York, I remember I sat right next to him.
和他在一起吃饭是件快乐的事。
So to eat with him is a joyful thing.
哦，你和史伯格丁吃过饭。
So you've eaten with Brother Sparks.
但你觉得很痛苦，从头到尾他不讲话的。
But it's a painful thing was from the beginning to the end he didn't speak a word.
这 Lance Lambert 弟兄讲啊。
Lance Lambert once said.
说是有的时候他和你坐在一起。
Sometimes he would sit with you.
可以坐一个钟头，一句话也不讲的。
He could sit there for an hour and not say a word with you.
我不知道你有没有碰过这样的人。
Have you ever met such a person?
弟兄姊妹，他是很多话的。
He is a man of many words.
他为了主一站起来，哦，好多好多的话。
When he stood up for the Lord, he had many words to say.
他访问台湾的时候。
So when he went to visit Taiwan.
你看见吗？台湾的弟兄们，他们得了很多很多这个尼弟兄的帮助，中国圣徒的帮助。
So these brothers and sisters were helped greatly by Watchman Nee and other saints.
但结果呢？等到这个史伯格丁一站起来讲。
But when Brother Sparks stood up and spoke.
哦，他们真是觉得像生命的泉源一样。
They felt it was indeed like a fountain of life coming forth.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
为什么他没有话呢
？Why did he have no words?
他为自己实在是没有话。
For himself, he had not many words to say.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见为着舌头。
So for this tongue,
有很多的功课可以学。
There are many lessons we can learn.
如果你们在座的
，So those of you seated,
你们有的人愿意学习为主说话。
Maybe some of you want to learn how to speak for the Lord.
你知道秘诀是什么吗
？What is the secret?
就是为主不说话。
Is for not speak for the Lord.
你能为主不说话
？You can not speak for the
Lord. 那就证明十字架在我们身上工作。
It proves that the Holy Spirit is doing a work in us.
但是不表示你一点话都没有。
It doesn't mean that you don't have a word.
因为你把话省下来了。
Because you saved your words.
为着神的话。
For the word of God.
有的时候我们的话自己讲的太多了。
Oftentimes we have too many words of our own.
结果讲了神的话就没有力气了，都话词都穷了，都没有了。
And then when we want to speak for the Lord, we run out of things to say.
所以你看见吗？这是一个很重要的功课。
So this is an important lesson to learn.
这是和世界发生关系。
This has to do with the world.
那么你读到24章124篇。
So when you come to Psalm 124,
你发现也是跟世界。
You discover it also has to do with the world.
你看这些人呢，要起来攻击我们。
So these people wanted to rise up and attack.
而且要把我们活活的吞了。
And was going to swallow us.
这当然又是世界的故事了。
Of course, it's the story of the world again.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
你看见神保守我们。
That God would keep us.
他没有把我们当野食交给他们吞吃。
That He has not allowed us to be a food for them.
那么但是他说我们好像雀鸟从捕鸟人的网络里逃脱，网络破裂我们就逃脱了。
But our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the trapper.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
你看见第一个阶段就是前面五篇的诗篇。
The first five psalms,
你看见有一个重要的敌人的。
You discover that there's a great enemy.
这个敌人就是这个世界。
This enemy is this world.
所以你看见吗？
So you see,
头一段的功课，
The first lesson we learned,
永远是世界的功课。
It's always the lesson of the world.
我们永远应当从这个世界里逃脱的。
We are to escape from the world.
这个世界永远的丢在背后。
And then to leave the world far, far behind us.
所以这个可以说是第一个五篇里面一个主要的敌人。
So this is the main enemy in the first five chapters.
到了第二个阶段的时候，
When you come to the second stage,
你发现是主要的敌人是我们的肉体。
You discover that the main enemy is our flesh.
到了第三个阶段，第三个五篇的时候，
And when you come to the third stage, the third five,
你发现主要的肉体是我们的自己。
The main enemy is ourself.
那十字架永远对付这三方。
Now the cross always deals with these three aspects.
世界和罪一定是双胞胎的。
The world and sin are always twins.
所以你看见在第一个阶段里面，
So the first, in the first stage,
十字架总要在我们想做洁净的工作。
The cross has to do a work of purification.
讲到肉体的时候，
When you speak about the flesh,
我们需要圣灵来光照我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to enlighten us.
就好像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
他本来在黑暗里面。
He was in darkness.
有一天光来了。
But one day the light came.
他说在我里面。
He said in me.
就是在肉体之中。
Or in the flesh.
没有良善。
There is no good.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他本来以为自己是希伯来人中的希伯来人。
He used to think that he was the Hebrews among Hebrews.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
按照律法来说。
So according to the law,
他说我是无可指责的。
He is, I was blameless.
你试试看，谁敢说这个话呢？
So who dares to say such a word?
弟兄怎么有谁比他更圣洁呢？
Who is more holy than Paul?
但等到有一天光来的时候，
But one day when light came,
他发现他自己的肉体。
He discovered his flesh.
在这个时候，他说在我里面没有良善。
So he discovered that in him there was no good.
他说我真是苦啊。
He said, Oh, this wretched man.
他说谁能够救我脱离这虚死的身体呢？
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
你知道这什么意思吗？
You know what this means?
那个时候的犯人呢？
Now at that time, criminals,
常常和一个死尸绑在一起。
Oftentimes they would be put together with a corpse.
眼睛对眼睛。
And then they would line the eye to the eye.
鼻子对鼻子。
The nose to the nose.
手对手的。
The arms to the arms.
然后那个他的眼睛里面的蛆就跑到我。
So then the maggots in his eyes would climb into my eyes.
从口跑到我口里面。
And from his mouth into my mouth.
所以弟兄姊妹，这叫做取死的身体。
This is the body of death.
现在保罗说，我的肉体就像这个一样啊。
And Paul says, this is my flesh.
他从前从来没有这样感觉的。
He never felt this way before.
现在蒙光照了。
Now he has been enlightened.
他看见说他最大的敌人。
He saw that his greatest enemy
就是他的肉体。
Is his flesh.
他就蒙光照了。
And then he was enlightened.
这是第二个阶段。
So this is the second stage.
到了第三个阶段。
And the third stage.
弟兄姊妹，你看，主要的敌人是我们的自己。
The main enemy is ourself.
所有做妈妈的人，
Everyone that is a mother,
没有结婚以前都是小姐。
Before they are married, they are all spoiled ladies.
那对，那我们叫大，
ladies,
我们叫大小姐。
Or spoiled ladies.
大小姐就是她是整个家里的中心。
Or in other words, they're the center of the family.
因为她掌上的明珠，所以这个珠很宝贵。
Because they're just like a little pearl in the hands of the parents.
她自己也觉得很宝贵。
So she feels that she's very precious.
所以一天照镜子照了好多次。
So then she would look in the mirror all day long.
这是没有结婚以前。
So this is before they're married.
你怎么知道一个女孩子成熟了？
So how How do you know that a little girl has become mature?
她做了母亲以后。
After she's become a mother.
你看在从前呢，你看见没有？她这个睡觉没有人可以叫醒她的。
So before, when she slept, no one could wake him up.
但是等她做了母亲以后。
But after she became a mother.
孩子一点点的哭声，她就起来了。
So the baby just cries a little bit and she would wake up.
她忘记她自己。
She forgot about herself.
如果这样熬夜的话，那个皱纹很快就增加起来。
So if she goes to the night like that, then she'll have a lot of wrinkles.
但是为着孩子。
But for the sake of the
children. 为着让孩子有奶。
In order for the child to have milk,
他要拼命的吃。
So the baby needs to eat.
从前你注意自己，你什么样都不要吃。
Before you paid attention to yourself, you would never.
现在为着娃娃长得又白又胖，结果你就吃了。
So for the baby's sake, now you need to eat also.
你忘记你自己。
You forgot about yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这里有一个秘诀。
There's a secret here.
本来我们是以自己做中心。
We used to use our be self-centered.
但是我们的生命成熟以后。
But after our life is mature.
有一个特点。
There is a special feature.
就是我们不再自己做中心。
We no longer use ourselves to be the center.
我们以主做我们的中心。
We allow the Lord to be our center.
所以什么叫成熟呢？
So what is maturity?
成熟不是完全。
Maturity is not perfection.
成熟乃是你不再以自己做中心。
Maturity means that you no longer use us. You're no longer self-centered.
你以主做中心。
You allow the Lord to be centered.
你就能爱主所爱。
You can love that which the Lord loves.
为着灵魂。
For the sake of spirit,
为着世界上的需要。
For the need of the world.
你把自己忘记。
You forget about yourself.
你好像酒祭一样。
You're just like that drink offering.
当你献祭的时候。
As you offer the sacrifice.
有一杯的葡萄酒倒在祭牲上。
You pour out the cup of wine on the offering.
葡萄怎么变成酒？
How did the grape become wine?
背后有一段故事。
There's a story behind it.
你看见葡萄怎么成熟？
You see how the grapes become mature.
怎么经过压榨？
How it goes to the wine press.
然后最后变成葡萄酒。
And then it became the wine.
但是弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters.
最后。
But in the end.
这个葡萄酒要倒出来。
Then in the end, this wine needs to be poured out.
生命是倒出来的生命。
Life is a poured out life.
我们不是为着自己活。
We don't live for ourselves.
我们是为着主活。
We live for the Lord.
如果你只看见主。
If you only see the Lord.
你就看不见自己。
Then you won't see yourself.
我们自己就消失在主爱的汪洋大海。
So we disappear in the sea of love of God.
这就是成熟。
So this is maturity.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当教会历史里面追求属灵长进的弟兄们。
So those who sought spiritual growth in church history.
他们特别注意基督怎么长进。
They paid attention to how Christians grow.
那这些人在圣经里面称他，在历史上称他做 mystic， 称他们做奥秘派。
And then this group of people, the historians call them the mystics.
那他们呢，就是根据他们的经验。
So according to their own experience,
他们就把整个基督徒的这个成长的过程啊，把它找出来。
So they went and found the process of growth of Christian life.
就好像今天你读科学的，也好像你今天研究孩子也是。
Just like when you study the growth of life today.
你把孩子，你看他怎么长大的。
You look at how a baby grows up.
你看他两岁有什么特点。
You see the special feature when he's two.
三岁有什么特点。
When he's three.
然后到了 teenager 是什么情形。
And when he's a teenager, what condition is he in?
然后你就把所有的资料放在一起。
And then you put together all the materials.
那么现在呢，你就告诉大家说，哦，在某一个阶段会有什么样的情形。
And then you can tell everyone that at certain stage you'll go through a certain thing.
那这样我们就有了一门的学问。
Now we have a study,
一个 science,
a science.
我们就可以知道说，这个 human growth, 当这个人的生命成长了，它一定有些什么样的轨迹，有什么样的过程。
So you know what is the process of the human growth?
那么这些 mystic 也是做同样的。
Now the mystics did the same thing.
就是从我们的经验里面找出来，到底有这个基础是什么过程。
And then from my own experience, see what kind of growth process Christians go through.
2000年来。
For 2000 years,
有许许多多奥秘派的人。
Many mystics have appeared.
他们从不同的角度写了好多好多的书。
And they wrote many books from different angles.
但如果你把它归纳起来。
And then, but if you reorganize them.
他们说基督成长大概有三个阶段。
You see that the growth process has mainly three stages in Christian life.
第一个阶段是洁净层。
The first stage is the stage of purification.
然后是亮光层。
And then the stage of enlightenment.
然后是联合层。
And then the stage of union.
弟兄姊妹，你现在明白吗？
Brothers, sisters, now,
这刚刚好和诗篇这个上行诗十五篇刚好是刚好不谋而合的。
And corresponds to these 15 songs of degrees.
反过来说。
So if you turn around and look at it another way.
因为诗篇 这一咒十五篇是神的话。
Now because the Psalm the 15 Psalms is the Word of God.
你如果仔细读神的话
，If you study the Word of God，
你的的确确看见它有这三个阶段。
You will see that it indeed has these three stages.
橄榄山
，the Mount of Olives，
然后锡安山
，and the Mount Zion，
然后最后摩利亚山
，and lastly Mount Moriah。
起头是相信，顺服
，and then obedience，
然后交通
，and then fellowship。
那么刚开始的时候，你看那个主要的敌人是这个世界。
In the beginning, the main enemy was the world.
然后肉体。
And then the flesh.
然后自己。
And then the self.
那么你怎么对付他呢
？Now how do you deal with these things?
很清楚的。
It's very clear.
前面你看，借着主的宝血，借着十字架来对付我们的罪。
In the beginning, you look at how the blood of Christ deals with our sins.
然后就是我们而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。
So as far as we're concerned, the world is crucified on the cross.
就是世界而论，我们已经钉在十字架上。
As far as the world is concerned, we are crucified on the cross.
的确，这好像经过洁净。
So as if we went to the stage of purification.
所以感谢神。
So thank God.
这些人看的没有错。
These people were not wrong.
但是不是说他们一点错也没有。
It's not that they are not completely
wrong. 他们常常错的很多。
They have made many mistakes.
因为他们不是根据圣经下断案的。
Because they didn't base it on the Bible.
他们是根据他们的经验下断案的。
They base it on their own experience.
那么有的经验是靠不住的。
So some experiences are not reliable.
所以你看见奥秘派里面有很多过火的东西。
So there are many things among the mystics that are a little bit extreme.
盖恩夫人就是个例子。
So Madame Guyon was an example.
她的东西很能帮助我们。
Her literature can help us.
不过如果你读她的故事的话
，But if you study her story,
你就知道说她很其实很多地方她很人工的。
But you see that many things that she did was artificial.
她常常把那个石头啊放在她的鞋里。
She often would take stones and put it in her shoes.
那走起来很痛啊。
And then when she walked, it would be painful.
她不是现代人学脚底按摩，她不是。
She didn't do it for sake of reflexology.
那她的目的走起。起来，他目的就很痛苦啊。
But she did it so that she could suffer.
他觉得痛苦呢，这样就背十字架。
So if she thought that if she did this, then she was bearing the cross.
这是沙子，这不是金子。
This is sand. This is not gold.
我们不能要沙子。
We cannot take the sand.
圣经里没有这样的概念。
The Bible didn't have such a concept.
还有几个伟大的 mystic 也这样。
And there are many other mystics were this way also.
有一个伟大的 mystic 叫做苏索。
There was a great mystic called Suso.
他呢睡觉的时候啊。
When he slept.
有一个皮的背心。
He had a leather vest.
那么这个皮的背心里面好多的铁钉。
And then within that, in that vest, there are many nails.
这个铁钉都是向内的。
And then the nails were pointing inward.
你这样躺，插在你身上。
So when you slept, it would appear.
你趴着躺也插在你身上。
And then if you lie on your belly, it would also.
你侧着躺，它也在你身上。
So if you go sideways, it's the same thing.
然后呢，等到这个很痛很痛的时候。
So when you hurt greatly.
他就有个祷告。
Then he had a prayer.
他主啊，这是何等的死啊
！Said Lord, what kind of death is this?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？But sisters, you see this?
这个叫做人工。
This is man-made.
这不是圣经里的。
This is not according to the Bible.
但你读他的东西。
But if you study his writings.It's helpful.
的确能帮助我们。
It can help us.
所以现在保险在哪里呢
？So what is the insurance? Or
我们要的要的是金子，我们不要的是沙。
We want the gold, not the sand.
所以如果你回到圣经
，So if we return to the Bible,
回到上行诗
，If you return to the songs of ascension,
那就好了。
Then it's good.
明白吗？所以你到了第二段的时候
，So when you come to the second section,
肉体
，the flesh,
你看不见。
You cannot see it.
结果在第二篇这个第二段五篇里面
，So you see in the second stage,
你看见你就蒙光照
，And then you are enlightened.
你就看见自己的肉体
，You see your own flesh.
所以感谢这是第二个阶段
，So thank the Lord, this is the second stage.
那第三个阶段
，And then the third stage,
那就是联合了
，It's the stage of union.
因为母亲与孩子联合了
，Because the mother is united with the child.
你看见童子的命和母亲的命相连。
So you know that the life of the son and the life of the mother is united.
他们本来就是肚脐连起来的嘛。
So of course they were connected by the umbilical cord.
虽然现在分开了，他们还是连在一起。
Even though that they're separated, they're still connected.
所以稍微孩子不舒服了。
So if the baby is just feel the child is a little bit not well,
母亲就没有安息。
Then the mother doesn't have rest.
这个结果，这个什么呢
？So what is this?
这是联合的。
This is a result of union.
所以很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
第一个五篇。
The first five chapters is the purification.
第二个五篇
second five songs,
你看是光照
you see enlightenment.
第三个五篇
the third five songs,
你看见乃是联合
you see is union.
所以我想弟兄姊妹大概是这样。
So I think it's this, that's it.
好了，我们有了这个观念以后。
Now we have this idea.
那现在我们就可以进到第二篇。
We
第二段。
Enter into the second five psalms.
那么到了第二段的时候。
Now when you come to the second section.
你看见写诗的人大概已经到了锡安了。
You see that the author has already reached Mount Zion.
那么到了锡安山呢。
When they have reached Mount Zion.
就证明什么。
It proves what?
就证明说已经经过山谷了。
It means that they have already gone through the valley.
我们讲过了。
We already spoke.
你本来远远看见大卫的宝座。
You were looking at the throne of David from a far distance.
讲很容易的。
It's easy for you to talk about it.
你在教室里面。
You're in the classroom.
你以为你懂了。
You thought you understood.
你从来不知道顺服有多难的。
You never understood how difficult it is to obey.
你从来没有想到让基督坐在宝座上有多难的。
You never imagined how difficult it is for Christ to be on the throne.
我们说他是我们的主。
We say that he is our Lord.
但什么时候都是我们说的算的。
But it's always based on what our own understanding.
你看见吗？所有大事都是我们的主做主。
But main, all the main events we allow the Lord to be.
所有小事都是我们做主。
All the little events we take care of ourselves.
结果从来一件大事也没有。
So, but then there's never a main event.
所以你就到底是谁做主的
吗？So then you know who is Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，你远远看看得清，当然你说基督做主。
So of course, from a far distance, you can see, okay, the Lord is Lord.
祷告唱诗的时候，我们都愿意说主啊，我把所有都献给你。
When we pray, when we sing, we can say, Lord, we want to give you everything.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
你真的要经历吗？
When you do you really want to experience it?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
在这一座山跟那一座山的中间。
In the mid between this mountain and that mountain.
有一条谷的。
There is a valley.
你愿意不愿意往谷里去？
Are you willing to go into the valley?
不错。
True.
你最后还是要上升的。
In the end, you have to climb up.
但这里有一个原则。
But there is a principle here.
这就是十字架的原则。
This is the principle of the cross.
十字架的原则是什么？
What is the principle of the cross?
我们总是先往下的。
We need to go down first.
这叫做死。
This is death.
但什么叫复活呢？
What is resurrection?
复活是先卑微，然后得的荣耀。
Resurrection is first humility, then glorification.
先降下，然后才升高。
First ascension, then ascension.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
这就是一百二十。
This is Psalm 125.
如果今天你到了锡安山了。
If you go to Mount Zion,
这证明说你已经学会了一个功课。
This proves that you have learned a lesson.
那就是死而复活的功课。
And that's the lesson of death and resurrection.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这就是十字架的救恩。
This is the salvation of the cross.
十字架永远带领我们经过这件事。
The cross always brings us through this.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
许多时候，
oftentimes,
你觉得很难呢？
You feel it's difficult.
尤其你学信心功课的时候，
especially when you learn the lesson of faith.
你希望一天到晚都在高山上面。
You wish that you're always upon the high mountains.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters, no.
如果你要走信心道路的话，
if you want to walk this way of faith,
有高山，
there is mountains,
也有山谷，
there are also valleys.
有高的时候，
there are heights,
有低的时候，
and there are low points.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主，
thank the Lord.
这就给我们看见了，
this shows us,
在头一个阶段，
then the first stage,
我们多半是凭感觉，
we live by our feeling.
所以高的时候我们很高兴，
so when we're high, in a high place, we're very happy.
这个山谷的经历总是不愉快的，
and then the experience of the valley makes us unhappy.
我们很在乎的，
we care a lot.
我们希望一天到晚太阳出来，
we hope that the sun shines every day.
我们不喜欢乌云满布，
we don't like the cloudy days.
我们不喜欢山谷的，
We don't like the experience of the valley.
我们不喜欢流泪谷。
We don't like the valley of tears.
我们要直接朝见神就好了。
We want to see God.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
一面，你看见圣灵永远用他自己的原则来对待我们。
The Holy Spirit deals with us in principle.
基督徒经历的基本原则就是死而复活。
The basic principle for us Christians is principle of death and resurrection.
十字架乃是达到丰收的途径。
The cross is the way to reap to harvest.
十字架不是叫我们变成一个灰色的基督徒。
So the cross is not to cause us to become a gray Christian.
不是
，No.
No.
To
灰色的基督徒。
Or
gray. Yeah. 对对 ，gray. Yeah. 对。不是变成个灰色的基督徒。
It's not for us to become gray Christians.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
你看见说在死的背后一定是复活的。
That behind death there's always resurrection.
你去读圣经。
If you study the Bible.
只要讲到死，一定讲到复活。
If you speak about death, it speaks about resurrection.
这是十字架。
So this is the cross.
如果光有死没有复活，这不叫做十字架。
If there's no death, there's no resurrection. It's not the cross.
这一点很重要。
This is very important.
许多人讲的十字架，讲的受苦。
Many people when they talk about the cross, they speak about suffering.
你看见人一想到受苦就害怕。
And when people talk about suffering.They're afraid.
但是不，
弟兄姊妹， brothers,
十字架永远带进丰收。
The cross always brings the harvest.
十字架要把你带的目的，要把你带到锡安山。
The cross wants to bring you to the Mount Zion.
是叫你经过山谷。
And for you to go through the valley.
不是叫你进去了就出不来。
It's not for you to enter it and not be able to come out.
不是的。
No.
我们里面复活的生命。
The life of resurrection in us.
能叫我们经过山谷而能从山谷里面出。
Can cause us to go through the valley and then to come out of it.
那这是第一点。
And this is the first point.
你碰到锡安山这是第一个特点。
Now when you see Mount Zion, this is the first point.
第二个特点。
Second point.
在这以前。
Before this.
你看你的经历有高的有低的。
You see that your experience has, there's high experiences, low experiences.
那么有的时候你在山上
Sometimes you're upon the mountain
有的时候你在山谷
Sometimes you're in the valley
有的时候出太阳的时候你属灵特别好
Sometimes when the sun comes out you feel that your spiritual life is going great
这个太阳一下雨了你里面就 depressed
So when it starts to rain you become depressed
我听说有人搬到这里有过这个经验
So I've heard that many people have experiences when they move here
我希望这里没有人从罗马搬过来
I hope that none of you came from Rome
你讲罗马跟德国不一样就在这里
So the difference between Rome and Germany is this
我在德国住了好几个山
So I lived in Germany for 3 months.
难得有太阳。
He rarely saw the sun come out.
所以德国人见的都是脸阴沉沉的。
So when you see the Germans, they're all very stern.
他一见到你说完早安就没有第二句话。
So after they see you and say good morning, they don't say a second word.
你到了西到罗马就不一样了。
But when you go to Rome, it's totally different.
哦，你看见那些人热心的不得了。
So the people they are so warm.
讲话还指手画脚的。
And then they use their hands when they talk.
因为太阳太大，整天都是艳阳天。
Because you see the sun every single day.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这个人呢。是跟着气候来改变的。
So we live according to the weather.
所以我们这个人 moody 的很，很情绪化的。
So we're very moody.
所以一会儿高一会儿低的。
So we're high and down and low.
弟兄姊妹。我们不错，我们刚开始的确凭着感觉。
So in the beginning, we especially we live according to feeling.
但是就是因着这个缘故。
But because of this,
在第一个阶段里面。
In the first stage,
你看我们是个好基督徒。
We are good Christians.
但这个基督不稳定的。
But we're not stable Christians.
一会儿好，哎，他来聚会了。
We're well, and then we come to the meeting.
一会儿不好。
If it's not, it's not well, then we won't see them for 3 months.
你不能得罪他一点点。
You cannot offend them.
你看见吗？就好像摸猫的毛，你要顺着，不能逆着的。
So just like when you pet the cat, you have to go a certain direction.
所以弟兄姊妹，这证明什么
？So do you see that?
证明不稳定。
This proves that this person is not stable.
我们刚刚蒙了得救，就是这个样子。
After we just been saved, we were just this.
哦，这你做起见证来，你看真是好的。
So then when you gave testimony, it was wonderful.
你看每聚会，每到必到，每到必到，每会必到。每一个聚会他会
到。And then he would come to every single meeting.
那每到必到。
And then at every meeting that he comes, he must pray. He would pray.
然后每到必长。
And then every prayer is long.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是你刚刚得救的情形。
So this is the condition after you just saved.
很火热的。
You're very hot for the Lord.
这样弟兄要特别要小心他。
So you have to be very careful.
你他像个玻璃做的一样。
He's just like made of glass.
你不能碰一点，碰一点他就伤掉了。
You cannot touch him or else he'll be hurt.
你稍微伤一下，他再也不来了。
If you offend him, he'll never come again.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
我们都经过。
But we've all experienced.
我们不过是50步笑100步就是了。
But some of us are less, some of us more.
所以差不多的。
So it's very similar.
现在我们要知道，我们。
Now we have to know.
我们本来就是不稳定。
We are very unstable.
那现在怎么能稳定下来？
So how do we stabilize?
你到了第二个阶段。
When you come to the second stage.
你看你这个基督徒就开始稳定。
You see this Christian starts to become stable.
这个稳定和什么发生关系？
What does this stableness come, stability come from?
和锡安山发生关系。
It has to do with Mount Zion.
那么什么是锡安？
What is Zion?
锡安就是耶路撒冷的开始。
Zion is the beginning of Jerusalem.
你去读耶路撒冷的故事。
If you study the story of Jerusalem,
你还记不记得前不久他们庆祝耶路撒冷三千年这个庆祝耶路撒冷三千年。
Recently, they celebrated the 3,000th anniversary of Jerusalem.
这三千年怎么算的
？How did you calculate these 3,000 years?
当然是从大卫把耶布斯城的耶路撒冷拿下来开始算。
Of course, you start from when David took back Jerusalem from the Jebusite.
大卫刚好在主前1000年嘛。
So of course, David was 1000 BC.
那么主以后刚好2000年嘛。
And then 2000 years after Christ.
2000加上1000，刚好是三千。
2000 plus 1000 is 3,000.
那么你还记得吗
？Now you remember?
由于是大卫。结果因为大卫逃难，后来不必再逃难了。
One time David was fleeing, he no longer needed to flee.
他们就高他做王。
And then they exalted and made him king.
不光犹大家，以色列家也都高。
Not just the house of Judah, but also the house of Israel.
现在有了宝座了。
Now he had a throne.
但是大卫现在要把耶路撒冷拿下来。
But now David wanted to conquer Jerusalem.
但是呢，这个城拿不下来。
But he couldn't conquer Jerusalem.
那个城守得太好了。
Yeah, the city was protected too well.
所以当大卫要攻打那个城的时候
，So when David was going to attack that city.
他们在城墙上面呢。
So on the walls.
就把瞎子跟瘸腿这个瞎子跟瘫子就摆在就这些就摆在那里。
So they placed the blind and the paralytics there.
意思就是说你们不要想打我们。
Said don't fight us.
我们不用正规军队摆在前面和你对打。
We won't put the real soldiers to fight against.
我们让这个瞎眼的、瞎残缺的就在前面和你对打。
We let the blind men and the paralytics to fight against you.
那真的太把大卫看扁了。
And of course they despise David.
好，你看很清楚，很清楚。
So it's very clear.
结果没有想到。
So they didn't imagine.
你知道这个城有个特点。
Now there's a special feature of the city.
这个城没有水源的。
The city doesn't have any water source.
这个城没有河的。
It doesn't have a river.
你知道吗？就是基伦溪那个不是小溪而已。
So the Kidron valley, the Kidron stream is very small.
所以如果要把这个城要这个管制的好。
So if you want to control the city,
那么你一定要把水源弄好。
So you have to make sure that you have the good water source.
所以他们已经算好了。
So they already calculated.
如果敌人打进来的话。
So if the enemy came in.
我们现在如果要维持一段时间，叫做城不被陷落的话。
For us not to maintain and keep the city.
所以呢，他们有个秘密的通道。
They have a secret tunnel.
这个通道呢，可以一直通到外面的水源。
And this tunnel extends all the way to the water source.
所以万一敌人围攻的时候，你水不会短缺。
So if the enemy attacks, you will not run out of water.
结果你还会打胜仗。
Then you'll still win the victory.
所以大家知道吗？
So everyone knows
这个就是大卫以前他们已经把这个通道盖好了。
So before David, they already built all of this.
那前不久考古学家就找到这个秘密通道。
Not too long ago, the archaeologists discovered such a tunnel.
非常有意思。
It's very interesting.
那么大卫怎么办呢？
So then what did David do?
大卫很聪明。
David was very smart.
大卫不声不响。
David very quietly.
他就不知道怎么样，他就从那秘密通道里面就进去。
So then he entered into that secret, to that secret tunnel.
结果就把这个城就拿下来。
And then he took down that city.
所以这个叫做西安的宝藏。
So this speaks about the treasure of Zion.
No.
The fortress of Zion.
所以宝藏什么意思？它是一个像城堡一样，像一个宝这个山寨一样。
So he's like a fortress.
所以好像怎么样都拿不下来。
So as if he cannot defeat it.
所以西安就这么拿下来。
So this is how he took hold of Zion.
然后慢慢的就变成了耶路撒冷。
And slowly started, it became Jerusalem.
起头的时候是大卫的，起头是大卫的城。
In the beginning, it was the city of David.
然后慢慢往上发展。
Slowly, it would expand further north.
那么就到了摩利亚山。
And then you came to Mount Moriah.
然后慢慢往西发展。
And then you expand west.
这个就是耶路撒冷。
And then this became Jerusalem.
那现在很有意思。
That's very interesting.
西安拿下来以后。
After they conquered Zion.
大卫他的宝座就设立在那。
The throne of David was established there.
所以愿你的宫内兴旺。
So,
愿你的城中平安，愿你的宫内兴旺。
May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？
So now you see this?
大卫宝座在哪里呢？
Where was the throne of David?
大卫的宝座就在西安。
The throne of David is in Zion.
所以从那个以后开始。
So ever since that time.
圣经只要提到西安。
If the Bible speaks about Zion.
两个重点。
Two emphases.
这第一一定要记住。
You have to remember.
第一。
First.
这个西安就是大卫宝座所在的地方。
Zion is the place of the throne of David.
明白吗？这很清楚，所以这个城叫大卫的城。
So this is very clear. This is the city of David.
第二点。
Second point.
它代表得胜者的原则。
It represents the principle of the overcomer.
你看见稀奇的很。
It's very interesting.
圣经里每次讲了西安，一定指着得胜来。
Every time you talk about Zion, it always speaks about the overcomer.
所以用今特别对基督徒来说。
So especially for us Christians.
你看见我们应该是一般得胜的基督徒。
We ought to be overcomers.
那个原则就是西安的原则。
This is the principle of Zion.
你读圣经。
When you study the Bible.
有新耶路撒冷。
There's New Jerusalem.
你有没有读出新西安来啊？
Did you find New Zion?
西安从来不旧的。
Zion is never old.
西安从第一天开始就是新的。
Zion is always new from the beginning.
代表什么？
What does it represent?
代表神得胜的原则。
It represents the principle of
overcoming. 代表神永远永远的旨意。
It represents the eternal purpose of God.
神从来不肯降低的标准。
God never lowers his standard.
这就是西安。
This is Zion.
所以这里很清楚的。
So this is very clear.
我们今天做基督徒。
Us Christians, we are Christians.
不是注定失败的。
We're not destined for
failure. 不是一会儿在高山，一会儿在山谷。
It's not that one day we're up in the mountains, one day we're in the valley.
不是一会儿好，一会儿不好。
It's not one day we're good, one day we're bad.
有的人忙得很呢。
Some people are very busy.
他好的时候在天堂。
When they're very, very good, they're in heaven. And then when they're not good, they fall into hell.
这样的人, 有的人说他患了忧郁症,
so some people say they are depressed.
沮丧的人,
they're very depressed.
这个沮丧的人呢, 不是一天到晚, 不是, 一天到晚在地狱里面,
now,
不是,
the depressed are not always down in hell.
他等一等又高兴起来了,
then the next time thing you know, they become happy.
所以呢, 一会儿天堂, 一会儿地狱,
one day in heaven, one day in hell.
你看有时候一天呢, 不是跑了好几趟,
so maybe they climb many times up and down.
那弟兄,
brothers and sisters,
这样记住不稳定,
so does that mean it's unstable?
你知道原因在什么地方?
What is the reason?
原因是失败又失败, 又得胜又失败, 又得胜又失败,
because they're in victory and they're in defeat, victory, defeat.
我们要得胜,
we have to have victory. We don't want to defeat.
不是我们一点温柔都没有,
it's not that we do not have any gentleness. If you have no gentleness, of course you haven't been saved.
你本来可能很暴躁的,
before you probably had bad temper.
一得救了你就温柔了,
after you save, you have become gentle. But what is our difficulty?
是偶尔温柔,
we are gentle some of the time.
难得温柔,
we rarely are gentle.
这个先生太太好高兴啊, 我的先生终于温柔了,
so this wife is very happy, said, oh, my husband is finally gentle.
那过了两天,
after 2 days,
这火山又爆炸了,
and then the volcano erupts again.
所以弟兄姊妹我们要温柔,
so brothers and sisters, we want to ask,
我的先生能不能一直是温柔的,
can our husbands always be gentle?
这就是我们难处,
this is our difficulty.
我们不是没有得胜过,
it's not that we have not had victory.
在第一个阶段里面,
but in the first stage,
我们的得胜, 什么得胜呢?
What is our victory?
有的是得胜, 有的是失败,
sometimes we overcome, sometimes we fail.
出太阳的时候少, 还是阴天的时候多,
and then, but the sunshining days are few, but the gloomy days are more.
所以我们觉得我们苦得很,
so we feel painful.
感谢主, 弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord, brothers
and sisters. 这就证明主要一步一步地带领我们,
this proves that the Lord wants to take us step by step.
什么是西安呢?
What is Zion?
西安就是得胜的原因,
Zion is the principle of overcoming.
所以没有 有新耶路撒冷,
there's new Jerusalem, there's no new Zion.
如果你讲新西安,
when you speak about new Zion, that means you don't know what you're talking
你很高兴,
about.
你说我发明这个新的名字叫新西安,
you're very happy, you invented a word, new Zion.
那圣经你找不到的,
but you can't find it in the Bible.
新耶路撒冷有,
there's new Jerusalem,
没有新西安,
there's no new Zion.
为什么?
Why?
因为新西安一开始就代表得胜的原因,
because new Zion represents the principle of overcoming.
它是代表胜利的,
it represents victory.
没有失败的,
it doesn't fail.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这个就是西安的原因,
this is the principle of Zion.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Now do you see this?
现在结果你看, 他们就被带到了西安山,
then they're taken into Mount Zion.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
西安山乃是所有耶路撒冷最小的一座山,
Zion is the smallest mountain among all the mountains,
也是最矮的一座山,
and it's always the lowest mountain.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这就给我们看见,
this shows us this.
不错,
true.
我们经过了山谷,
indeed, we have gone through the valley.
现在蒙主恩典,
now by the Lord's grace,
我们有了一点得胜的经历,
we have some experience of victory.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
你看见那座山永远是最小的山,
you see that mountain is forever the smallest mountain.
那座山是永远是最矮的一座山,
that mountain is always the lowest mountain.
根本不起眼的,
it's not very noticeable.
你不能和橄榄山相比,
you cannot compare it with Mount of Olives.
那实在难为情得很,
it is very small.
你没有办法跟这个摩利亚山来,
you cannot compare it with Mount Moriah.
那根本就不叫做山的,
it's almost not even a mountain.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
这就叫做西安山,
this is Mount Zion.
我们读圣经啊,
when we study the Bible,
常常幻想一些圣经没有的,
we often imagine some things that are not in the Bible.
我们想到这个约旦河, 我们就想到长江大河,
so when we think about the river Jordan, we think about it as a great river.
你想的太多了,
you imagine it too much.
我们想到西安山是巍巍高山,
so we thought Zion would be this huge mountain.
这就是我的问题吗?
So this is my problem.
我第一次到了西安山, 高兴得不好,
the first time I went to Mount Zion, I was so excited,
因为那是西山嘛,
because it's a western mountain.
很多都在底下嘛,
many things are below it.
谁能登耶和华的山呢?
Who can ascend to the hill of the Lord?
这个才代表得胜啊,
this is the, it represents victory.
你得胜就是要完全看低底别人啊,
victory means to look down upon all the others.
别人都在你脚底下,
everybody's below your feet.
这叫做得胜啊,
this is victory.
但是稀奇得很,
but amazing.
什么叫做西安山呢?
What is Zion?
什么人都在你上面,
everybody is above you.
你都是往上看才看着他们,
you will look up to see them.
弟兄姊妹, 这是得胜的基督徒,
this is a victory. Overcoming,
得胜的记号在哪里呢?
What is the sign of overcomers?
得胜的记号在这里,
it's here.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你越得胜
the more you're victorious,
感谢神
Thank God.
你不是往下看你是往上看
you don't look down, you look up.
所有人都在你上面
Everyone is above you.
最好的都是给别人的
the best are given to others.
这叫做什么
What does that mean?
这叫做锡安山
This means Zion.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
这个锡安山在圣经里面
So the Zion in the Bible
给我们看见
It shows us
十字架把我们放在一个地位
The cross puts us in such a place
那个地位
That place
是不会跌倒的地位
is a place that we cannot fall.
你知道一个人为什么容易跌倒吗
Why is, can someone fall easily?
像这个人很容易跌倒
so someone
他太高了
this person, he can fall
他姿势太高了
He's very high, very tall.
你知道什么时候他不会跌倒吗
When will he not fall?
他躺下来的时候
When he lies down, he
won't fall. 那是最低的时候
That's the lowest point.
你有没有看一个躺下来跌倒过
Have you ever seen someone that's lying down and fall down?
所以现在你就懂得为什么我们今天东跌倒西跌倒
So that's why you know why we fall left and right.
我们姿势太高了
Because our posture is too high.
我们是教会，别人都不是教会。
We are the church. No one else is the church.
我们是得胜的，别人都不得胜。
We are overcomers. No one else is overcomers.
你看我们学了这么深的功课。
We have learned such a deep lesson.
哦，我们讲十字架的。
We talk about the lesson of the cross.
他们连这句话都不会讲。
They don't even know what the cross is.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Sisters, do you see that?
你觉得比他们更得胜？
You feel that you overcomers more than they are.
所以讲的得胜者呢？
So when, who are the ones that talk about overcomers? We talk about.
我们有什么东西是别人没有的？
What do we have that no one else has?
我主呼召我们做得胜者。
The Lord calls us to be overcomers.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
他们已经不得胜了
They have already not overcome.
他们已经失败了
They have already fallen.
谁的姿势最高的
Whoever's posture is the highest.
在战场上已经打了败仗
In the battlefield, they will already have lost.
那个东东是敌人的 target, 东是敌人的
It's always the targets of the enemy.
所以什么叫做锡安山
So what is Zion?
你看十字架把我们带到最低带到最小
The cross brings us to the lowest point, to the smallest point.
十字架永远把我们带到零的地位。
The cross always brings us to the place of zero.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know?
我们没有得救，圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
我们这个人呢、啊、
？That us.
在神面临价值是什么呢
？What is the value of before God?
圣经说是不这个是虚无，而且还不及虚无。
And then it's nothing and not even less than nothing.
那么很有意思，如果你把它换成数学的话。
So if you turn it into mathematics.
就是我们这个人的不光不是零，而且是不及于零。
It means that we're not just zero, we're actually negative.
那不及于零什么意思
？What does it mean to be negative?
就是负数，对不对
？It means negative.
所以这就是死海的故事嘛。
This is a story of the Dead Sea.
你看见我们没有得救以前，不是这样在死海里面
？Before we're saved, aren't we just like we're in the Dead Sea?
这个世界不是在死海里面吗
？Isn't this world in the Dead Sea? Underneath
它是不及于零
It's not even zero.
在零底下四百公尺
It's 400 meters below sea level.
这就是我们没有得救以前
This is our condition before we're saved.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
主耶稣钉在十字架
The Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
十字架就高抬我们
The cross exalts us.
十字架是个加号，对不对
Now isn't the cross like a plus sign?
所以我们本来是负四百的
Before we're negative 400 meters.
结果他一直加，一直加，就把我们加到什么地位
And he adds us and adds us to what point?
把我们加到零。
As us to the point of zero.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你蒙恩得救以后、啊、
After you're saved.
你本来不是零的。
Before you're not even zero.
现在你是零了。
Now you're zero.
你看见神升高我们到个什么地步
What kind of place God has exalted us?
弟兄姊妹，这就是十字架的工作。
This is the work of the cross.
那么得救以后呢
？So after we're saved.
十字架做什么工作
？What does the cross do?
就是继续让我们维持在零的地
步。It maintains us at this level of zero.
这就是锡安山的工作。
This is the story of Zion.
有的人你去磅秤。
So sometimes when you go to on a scale and see how much you weigh,
有的时候你高兴的不得了。
Sometimes you're so excited.
你被骗了。
You were tricked. Actually.
为什么？
Why?
因为你称以前没有归零。
Because you did not turn the dial to zero.
所以你在称以前，你一定要把它变成零才可以。
So you have to turn it to zero first before you.
否则你就骗你自己了。
Otherwise, you deceive yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹，你怎么知道这个基督徒长大是健康的？
So how do you know this Christian is healthy?
你一定要让主把你归零才可以。
You have to be turned back to zero.
十字架永远把我们维持在零的地位上。
The cross always maintains us at the place of zero.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你如果是零的话
，If you're zero,
弟兄，你如果是最低的话
，If you're at the lowest place, Christ.
你看这个基督是不会跌倒的。
You see, this Christian will not fall.
这个基督是最稳当的。
This Christian is the most stable.
这个基督就开始稳定了。
Then this Christian becomes stable.
所以从此以后
，So from that point on,
我们就能过一个稳定的基督的生活。
We can live a life of stability.
启示的人怎么说呢
？What did the psalmist say?
神啊
，said God.
你让别人，你把车辆赐给别人乘坐。
You have given the chariots to others.
不是给我乘坐。
Not for me.
他们比我高多了。
They're much higher than us.
他们像皇家的车辆。
They are just like the royal chariots.
但是呢，你让他从我头上压过。
And then you allow them to go over our head.
你怎么在头上压过
？How can you go over our head?
他如果站在这里，有没有可能这个从他头上压过
？If he's standing here, is it possible for the chariot to go over his head?
乃是当他最低最低的位置。
It's when he is in the lowest posture.
现在你看见吗
？Then you see this.
人家需要一条路。
People need a way.
你刚好做他的路。
You become their way.
现在呢，你被人踩在脚底下。
So now you're stomped upon by others.
而且让他的车辆从你头上压过。
And then you allow the chariot to go over your head.
但启示人怎么说
？But what did the psalmist say?
你借助这个就把我带到水，经过火和水，把我带到丰富的地步。
So through this fire and water, you bring me to the point of abundance.
这就是十字架的。
This is the work of the cross.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
许多时候
，oftentimes，
我们一下就受伤了。
We are hurt easily.
一下就受伤了。
We're hurt easily.
我们太大了。
Because we're too big.
谁都不可以得罪我。
No one can offend us.
谁都要讲好听的话。
Everyone has to say nice words to us.
如果这个他一得罪我。
So if he offends me,
我就不来聚会。
I will not come to the meeting anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看我们这个人就是这么脆弱。
We are so weak, brothers.
我们最重要的。
We are the most important.
你可以很谦卑了。
You can be very humble.
你说你知道吗
？You say, do you know that?
在全教会里面
，and the whole church.
我的肉体是天子第一号。
My flesh is the biggest.
你旁边不可以说阿门的。
So the one next to you can't say amen.
你不能说阿门。
You can't say amen.
你如果说阿门，那你就麻烦了。
If someone says amen, then you're in trouble.
他可以说你不可以。
He can say you can't say amen.
其实他觉得他是最重要的。
Maybe he because he feels he's the most important.
这就是为什么今天聚会的软弱。
So this is a difficulty with the church today.
你看有时候没有办法，你就要送高帽啊。
Said because of this, you always have to praise others.
你不送高帽，没有人会来的。
Because if you don't praise them, they
come. 每一个人都是最重要，都是最伟大的。
Everyone is the most important, the most.
这是今天教会的难处。
This is the difficulty with the church today.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
如果主给我们看见
，If the Lord shows us,
今天十字架的工作
，That the work of the cross
把我们带到锡安山
，Brings us to Zion.
是得胜不错。
We indeed overcome.
但那个得胜什么得胜
？But what is that overcoming?
那个就是归零的得胜。
That is the overcoming that brings us to zero.
这个就叫做谦卑。
This is humility.
弟兄姊妹，这个就叫做得胜。
This is overcoming.
所以当你读到启示录讲的呼召得胜者的时候
，So when you read about Revelation and the calling to the overcomers,
有个人的得胜者
，There is an individual overcomer.
有团体的得胜者
，There's also a corporate overcomer.
腓立帖腓当然是团体的得胜者。
The Church of Philadelphia is a corporate overcomer.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers,
谁是得胜？谁是团体的得胜者
？Who are the corporate overcomers?
腓立帖腓。
It's Philadelphia.
是他的实际，不是他的标签。
It's his reality, not his name.
什么人用腓立帖腓做自己的标签的时候
？When you use Philadelphia as your sign, as your name.
结果他已经不是腓立帖腓。
He is no longer Philadelphia.
他已经不是得胜了。
He is no longer an overcomer.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？So do you see that, brothers?
得胜者永远不是我们的标签。
The overcomer is never a label.
得胜者乃是十字架工作的结果。
The overcomer is the result of the cross.
所以感谢主。
Brothers and sisters,
你看见这里圣经怎么说呢
？See what did the Bible say here?
依靠耶和华的人。
Said, those who trust in the Lord,
好像锡安山永不动摇
or as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
他是最稳定的。
He is the most stable.
因为在所有这么多山里
，because amongst all these mountains,
每一座山都比他高。
Every mountain is higher than he is.
他比每一座山都稳定。
He's lower than everything else.
他比橄榄山稳定的多
了。Lower, much more stable than Mount of Olives.
他比摩利亚山稳定的多了。
Much more stable than Mount Moriah.
为什么呢
？Why?
他小嘛。
Because it's small.
他矮嘛。
It's low.
他卑微嘛
it's
他是零嘛
it's zero.
你看这是十字架的
This is the work of the cross.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
你看这就是125篇的开始
This is Psalm 125.
然后众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷
This is the mountains around Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷也照样围绕他的百姓
So the Lord just surrounds his people.
那弟兄姊妹这个耶路撒冷所以是耶路撒冷
Jerusalem is Jerusalem.
因为它里有一座山叫做锡安山
Because it has a mountain called Mount Zion.
那现在我们要问
So now we want to ask.
你我怎么可能是得胜者
How can you and I be overcomers?
你我怎么可能姿势是最低的
How can you and I have the lowest posture?
除非
你让基督坐在宝座上。
Unless you allow Christ to be seated on the throne.
只有让主做主的时候。
Only when you allow the Lord to be Lord.
你就肯让十字架的工作在你身上发生过。
You want to allow the work of the cross to be upon you.
你背起十字架来跟从。
And you take up your cross and you follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你就靠主的圣。
Then you overcome by the Lord.
感谢主。
Brothers and thank the Lord.
这样，你看我们的主也要围绕我们。
So then our Lord will surround us.
得胜的百姓。
The overcomers.
从今时直到永远。
From this time forth and forever.
所以这个就是一百五十篇开始。
This is the start of Psalm 125.
然后一百二十六篇。
And Psalm 126.
然后二十七。
127.
二十八。
128. 129.
到了一百二十六篇的时候。
When you come to 126.
那我说过哈，我们不能仔细看它，我们稍微点一下就可以。
I already said we can't look at it in detail. We'll just mention it briefly.
我们把重点点住，点好就好。
And we'll just mention the main points.
那么一百二十六篇主要的背景。
So the main background of Psalm 126
是指着后来以色列人不是被掳到巴比伦，他们后来回来吗
？Weren't the people of Israel they were exiled to Babylon and then they returned？
结果他们带回归回西安。
And they returned to Zion。
他说我们都好像做梦的人。
So we were like those who dream。
那么这个就讲到流泪撒种，然后欢呼收割。
And it speaks about those who reap and tears they will reap the harvest.
带种流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带着禾捆回来。
And those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting.
那这篇诗篇很容易你知道，因为这里很多的上行诗是大卫的上行。
So you know that these psalms, many were psalms of David.
那么一百二十五篇就叫我们想起大卫怎么把西安拿下来的。
Psalm 125 reminds us how David conquered Zion.
因为这是西安的定义。
Because this is the meaning of Zion.
是从大卫的得胜开始。
Started from the overcoming of David.
但大卫有没有失败呢
？But did David fail?
大卫有失败。
David did fail.
就好像以色列人曾经被掳过。
Just like the people of Israel, they were once exiled.
所以不要弄错了。
So don't make it.
不是说现在你 stable 你就不犯罪了。
It doesn't mean that once you're stable, you do not sin anymore.
我们还是会得犯罪。
We will still sin.
你知道大卫犯罪是很严重的事。
You know when David sinned, it was a serious matter.
结果呢？你看神就管教他。
And then God disciplined him.
你还记不记得
？Do you remember it?
这个大卫他因着犯了罪了。
Because David sinned.
然后我们又犯了淫乱的罪，也犯了杀人的罪。
He committed adultery, committed murder.
结果神的手就很重了。
And then the hand of God was heavy upon him.
神就借着亚撒龙的手。重重的对付大卫。
And then through the hand of Absalom, he dealt seriously with David.
所以你看见大卫起来逃难。
So you saw how David rose up and started to flee.
但是因为他是服在神手下。
But because he submitted under the hand of God.
他认识神的工作。
He knew the work of God.
他愿意用他的口来亲神那个管教的杖。
So he was willing to kiss the staff of discipline of God.
所以他说，如果神喜悦我的话。
So if God pleases.
有一天他要带我回来。
One day he will bring me back.
你记不记得有人咒诅他
？Someone cursed him.
他说让他们去。
So let them curse me.
神打发他来的。
God sent him to me.
我今天逃难。
Today, when as I flee.
你看见说，你知道说我得罪主。
You know I have sinned against God.
但是如果有一天主，如果我在他面前谦卑。
But before him, if I am humble.
我在他面前降卑。
If I lower myself.
时候到了，他要叫我升高。
At the right time, he will cause me to be exalted.
如果他愿意的话。
If he is willing.
他可以带我回来。
He can bring me back.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and
感谢主
，Thank the Lord，
大卫回来了。
David returned。
我相信，当大卫回来要描写他心情的时候
，I believe that when David came back and described how he felt，
那个心情就是一百二十六篇的诗篇。
His feeling is that described in Psalm 126。
所以这个诗篇虽然是后来写的
，Even though the psalm was written later，
不是大卫写的
，Maybe David didn't write。
但是这个心情是大卫的心情。
But this is David's heart。
你看圣灵把它放在一起
，So the Holy Spirit put it together。
你看后面又讲到所罗门
，Because there it talks about Solomon。
我们就西安跟大卫的城有关系。
You know, Zion has to do with the city of David.
所以这个经历跟大卫的经历有关系。
So this experience has to do with David.
你看这个经历里面，大卫不知道流了多少的眼泪。
You don't know how many tears David shed because of his experience.
但是他是带着流泪出去的。
He's the one who sow in tears.
然后他欢欢喜喜带着禾捆回来。
Shall reap with joyful shouting.
所以你看他学了功课。
So he learned a lesson.
你看见没有
？You see that?
因为他本来太高了。
Because he was too high of a posture.
太大意了。
He was too careless.
他学了好。
好多的功课。
He learned many lessons.
结果神把他放在拜带在个最低的地位。
And then God placed him in the lowest position.
所以圣经就告诉我们说。
So the Bible tells us.
大卫乃是合乎神心意的人。
David was a man after God's own heart.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见没有？
Do you see this?
在这里讲到神有一个丰收的。
Here you see that God has a harvest.
但是必须流泪撒种。
But you have to sow with tears.
然后才欢呼收割。
And then you will reap with joy.
然后欢欢乐乐的带着禾捆回来。
And then he will come forth with shout.
所以这个也是锡安山的故事。
So this is the story of Zion.
所以125篇跟126篇。
Psalm 125 and 126.
那么很明显是锡安山的故事。
It's the story of Zion.
那么到了127篇。
Now when you come to Psalm 127.
这里说是所罗门上行的诗。
It's a song of ascent of Solomon.
很有意思的。
Very interesting.
这里讲到所罗门了。
Here it talks about Solomon.
128篇没有讲到是所罗门。
Psalm 128 didn't speak that it's Solomon.
但是多半是所罗门写的。
So 128 is most likely Solomon.
所以也是接着这个。
It is on that system.
那么为什么会有27篇跟28篇呢？
Why do you have Psalm 127, 128?
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
现在我不是把地图给大家看了吗？
Didn't I show you the map?
你如果在大卫的城再往上走的话
So if you keep on going further north to on the city of David,
你看见那就是所罗门王宫所在的地方
You see that's where the temple the palace of Solomon was.
那如果大家读这个所罗门建圣殿的时候
So if you study when Solomon built the temple,
有的人你觉得奇怪
Sometimes you found it amazing.
怎么接着就讲他建造圣殿呢
How come then he talked about he built the temple?
原来很清楚的
And actually it's very clear.
这个所罗门所建的圣殿就在大卫的宝和摩利亚山中间的地方。
So you know that the palace of Solomon was in between the temple and the city of David.
那么如果那是所罗门的王宫的话。
So if that's the palace of Solomon.
那么他的宝座就在那里了。
So his throne should be there.
但是你如果读圣经的话。
But if you study the Bible.
尤其马太福音第一章。
Especially Matthew chapter 1.
中间不是有14个王吗？
Weren't there 14 kings?
每一个王都是坐在大卫的宝座上。
Every king sat upon the throne of David.
只有一个宝座。
There's one throne.
大卫的宝座。
The throne of David.
大卫宝座的地方。
Where the throne of David is.
就是锡安山。
That's Mount Zion.
很清楚的。
Very clear.
定义非常清楚的。
It's very simple.
好了，现在到了所罗门的时候。
But during the time of Solomon.
那你看所罗门坐在哪里
？Now where was Solomon seated?
大卫的宝座在哪里
？Where the, that's where the throne of David.
但是现在所罗门是在更高，就在比这个。摩利亚山跟这个下面的锡安山中间的地方。
So, but Solomon built his palace in between Mount Zion and the temple.
所以现在你看又往上走一步。
So he went a little further north.
这个路乃是上行的路。
This is a way of upsend.
现在又进步了，你看。
Now he improved.
所以感谢神。
So thank the Lord.
什么时候我们学了功课了
？Whenever we learned the lesson.
现在你慢慢又往上走。
Then you will go further up.
现在那个锡安山锡安呢，慢慢就扩大了。
Now Zion actually became expanded.
本来只是下面的那一块。
Before it was just the bottom part.
现在慢慢的就往上走了。
Now extended up.
而且慢慢的就和圣殿几乎是邻居了。
And it almost became the neighbor to the temple.
所以现在你讲到锡安山的时候。
So now when you talk about Zion.
实在说来就是讲整个摩利亚山大卫宝座的那一部分。
It speaks about the whole section related to Mount Moriah.
所以现在你讲到耶路撒冷的时候。
So now when you speak about Jerusalem.
你可以用锡安来代表整个耶路撒冷。
You can use Zion to represent the whole of Jerusalem.
那每次大家来攻打皇宫的时候
，So every time when someone comes to attack the palace,
他们也把圣殿里面的器皿也拿走了。
They also take away the vessels within the temple.
所以你看见说大卫的宝座跟神的殿根本好像分不开的。
So the throne of David as if it cannot be separated from the palace of Solomon.
在属灵上有非常重要的意思。
So spiritually has significance.
那这是什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
为什么有这段故事
？Why is there this story?
那么大家读圣经就清楚了。
So and when everyone studies the Bible.
当着大卫把耶路撒冷拿下来以后
，After David took down Jerusalem，
他就有一个心愿
，He had a desire in his heart。
他希望说能够有一天能够为神建造圣殿。
He hopes that one day he could build a temple for God。
结果神在梦里面告诉他
，So in the dream God told him。
借着拿单告诉他
，Through Nathan he told him。
他的心意神心领了
，So
神接受
God understood his heart。
但是因为他流了太多人的血
，But because his hand shed too many blood of too many people，
神不让他建造。
God did not allow him to build the temple.
那么怎么办呢
？So what did he do?
因着他想，因着他顾念到神的家。
Because he thought about the house of God.
圣经说。
The Bible says,
神就和大卫立了个约。
God has made a covenant with David.
这个约就是大卫的约。
This covenant is a covenant of David.
在这个立约的过程里面。
In the process of this covenant,
神怎么说呢?
What did God say?
他说我要为你建立家室。
Said, I will build a house for you.
你想想看。
Think about it.
大卫想到神的家。
God thought about the house of
God. 他要建造神的家。
David thought about the house of God. He wanted to build a house for God.
神说你不行。
God said, you can't do it.
你不能这样建造我的家。
You cannot build my house this way.
你没有资格。
You don't have the qualification.
因为你流太多人的血。
Because you shed the blood of too many people.
那怎样才有资格?
Then how can you be qualified?
让我先建造你的家。
Let me first build your house.
没有一个人可以建造神的家。
No one can build the house of God.
如果不是神先建造他的家。
If God doesn't first build His house.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天为教会热心的人太多。
There are too many people that are zealous for the house of
God. 我们要建造神的家。
We want to build the house of God.
神说不行。
God said no.
什么人都是，就是不是你。
It's not you.
你流了太多人的血。
Because you've shed the blood of too many people.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你把这些好战的人放在教会里面，这个教会就麻烦了。
So if you place those warriors in the church, then the church.
每个人手里都流了很多的血，你看在一起不打起来了吗？
Everyone has the blood of much blood on their hands. That once they start fighting.
你看，这不是今天教会的光景。
Is it the condition of the church?
你看到处都不这样，到处很热心，多得很呢。
So there are many zealous for the church.
我能办学校，我就能办教会呀。
I can organize a school. I can organize a church.
我能办公司，我就能办教会呀。
I know how to delegate a company. I can.
这些人都会吵架，都会打架的。
These people are very good at fighting.
都是流了不知道多少人血的。
And they've shed the blood of many people.
如果这些人来大发热心的话。
If these people are zealous for the church.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你现在看见一天到晚难处就这样。
You see the difficulty all the time.
这不是教会的难处吗？
Isn't this the difficulty of the church?
愿意建造像大卫的多得很。
Many people want to build like David.
神说不行的。
God said no.
没有一个流人血的人能够建造教会。
No one that has shed the blood of others can build the church.
能够建造神的家。
Can build the house of God.
所以怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
神说。
God said.
我来建立你的家。
Let me build your house.
当神建立大卫的家时。
When God built the house for David.
神在大卫身上做。
On the one hand, God did it in David.
另一面，神在他儿女身上做。
God also did it among His children.
结果因着神怜悯的缘故。
So because of the mercy of God.
所罗门生下来。
Solomon was born.
在这么多的儿子里面
amongst all these sons,
神说我拣选所罗门
God said, I have chosen Solomon.
让他来建造我的殿
Let him build a house for me.
现在大家懂了
So now everyone understands.
首先大卫必须让神来建造他的家
First, David needs to allow God to build his house.
而所罗门就是神建造他的一部分
And Solomon is part of the building of God.
所罗门就是神建造大卫家室的结果。
Solomon is the result of God building a house of David.
如果我们不让神来建造我们
，If we do not allow God to build us,
如果不让神来建造我们的家
，If we do not allow God to build our house,
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？我们就不能为他建造他。
We cannot build a house for him.
然后在整个他建造的过程里
，And then in his process of building,
有一个人叫做所罗门。
There is one person called Solomon.
现在神说
，Now God said,
他可以建造我的家。
He can build my house.
所以大家明白。
So now everyone understands.
没有一个人可以建造神的家的。
Not everyone can build the house of God.
你热心有。
You can be zealous.
资格没有的。
You don't have the qualification.
什么资格呢？
What is the qualification? It's simple.
你什么都不要做。
You don't have to do anything.
你让主来建造你的家。
You allow God to build your house
first. 让主在你身上工作。
Let God build do a work in you first.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
你看有一天。
Do you see one day?
结果在这么多的儿子里面。
Amongst all these sons,
所罗门生下来了。
Solomon was born.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
所罗门叫人想起他是个犯罪的人。
Solomon reminds people that he is a sinner.
所罗门给我们看见，所罗门所代表乃是怜悯的结果。
Solomon represents the mercy of God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着这个缘故
，because of this，
他每次想起所罗门
，every time he thought about Solomon，
他里面觉得羞惭
，he felt ashamed。
但是感谢神。
But thank God，
神用他
，God used him。
神不用我。
God didn't use me.
他用他来建造神的殿。
He used him to build the house of God.
他心里何等的满足。
He was so satisfied.
虽然他没有自己来做。
Even though he didn't do it himself.
我们人就这样。
We are all like this.
你不让我做吗？
If you don't allow me to do it.
我就完全什么都不做。
Then I won't do anything.
我完全消极。
I will become very negative.
大卫不是的。
David was not this way.
神说不是你。
God said it's not you.
他有没有就生气了？
Did he get angry?
没有。
No.
他晚年的时候。
In his olden age.
他说我在艰难的里面。
He said in my trial.
我预备了所有的材料。
I prepared all the materials.
他把一生的储蓄统统拿出来
了。He brought forth all his savings.
这也是神建造他家室里面的一部分。
This is part of God building his house.
因为这边你 明白吗？
Now, do you understand?
如果要建造神的殿的话，
if you're going to build the house of God,
不能光是个儿子的，
you cannot just be a son.
还有需要他的财富的，
you need his riches too.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
神需要来建造他的家，
God needs to build his house.
他所有的财富都是为着神的家，
all his riches are for the house of God.
没有一样是为他自己的，
not one thing is for himself.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他一心真的为着神的家来活着的，
he was living for the house of God.
这就是大卫，
this is David.
所以最后呢，
so in the end,
你看见圣殿就建起来，
then the temple is built.
但是很有意思，
but it's very interesting.
这个圣殿是盖在什么附近呢？
Where was this temple built?
盖在所罗门宫殿的附近。
It was built near the temple of the palace of Solomon.
几乎在一个 complex.
Almost in the same complex.
我们可以说几乎是一个 complex.
We can say it's actually the same complex.
你看见没？很近很近的。
It's very very close.
不过是圣殿的南边就是。
But it's a little further south from the temple.
所以想想看。
So now imagine that.
当你看见所罗门生下来。
When you saw Solomon being built, born.
他建造他的皇宫。
He built his palace.
他坐在他的宝座上。
He was sitting upon his throne.
这个宝座不是他自己的。
This throne is not his own.
这宝座他父亲的宝座。
This throne is his father's throne.
是大卫的宝座。
It's the throne of David.
那么现在你看见。
Now you saw.
锡安山就扩大了。
Now Zion is expanded.
不光是大卫的城。
Not only the city of David.
还加上所罗门的城。
Added the city of Solomon.
所以全部加在一起。
If you add all of it together,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
You see that?
这代表什么？
What does that represent?
这代表神怎样建立大卫的家。
It represents how God builds the house of Solomon.
现在这有一个见证。
So now there is a testimony.
你看见没有？
You see that?
在摩利亚山最重要的部分。
In the most important part of Mount
Moriah. 有两个很大的建筑。
The two important buildings.
一个是所罗门皇宫。
One is the palace of Solomon.
代表什么？
What does it represent?
代表神怎样建立大卫的家。
It represents how God built the house of David.
这是神建造。大卫里面的一部分。
This is part of God building the house of David.
那么从这一部分，
so from this point,
神兴起所罗门了。
God raised Solomon.
就建造了圣殿。
To build the temple.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在神的家可以得到安息。
Now the house of God can receive rest.
现在神的殿就建造成了。
Now the temple of God is built.
那就是第三段的故事。
And that's the story of the third stage.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
当你读第二段的时候，
when you study the second stage,
现在你看见神的工作。
Now you see the work of God.
感谢神。
Thank God.
大卫得胜不错。
David is victorious.
他可以更得胜。
He can even be more victorious.
他如果真的要建造圣殿的话，
if he is truly going to build the temple,
他是不行的。
He cannot do it.
但是神可以间接透过他来做，
but God can indirectly use him.
结果荣耀归给别人，
and then glory be to others.
你想想看，
imagine
大卫何等愿意他建造神的殿。
David, how David wanted to build the house of God.
大家说这是大卫的殿。
God's people can say this is the temple of David.
整个历史说所罗门的殿。
The history tells us that the temple.
所有荣耀都归给他的儿子。
All the glory went to someone else, to his son.
那个图是神亲自画给他的。
And that diagram was drawn by God.
他亲眼知道说这个到底就是你要盖在什么地方。
So he knew where the temple needed to be built.
他付了很大的代价。
He paid a great price.
你看见吗？
You see that?
因为他数点百姓。
Because he numbered his people.
神得罪他得罪百姓。
So he sinned against God. He sinned against God.
结果灭天使要毁灭耶路撒冷的时候。
So when the angels were going to destroy Jerusalem.
那么先知告诉他说你到阿尔纳河场去。
The prophet said, go to the threshing floor of Ornan.
那大概就是今天哭墙的地方。
And that's probably the place of the wailing.
你知道说神就让大卫看见。
Then God allowed David to see.
你需要到这个禾场去才。
You need to go to the threshing floor.
不错，你是个谷粒。
Indeed, you are that wheat.
麦粒能够叫别人得到满足。
The wheat can satisfy others.
但是你必须要让麦壳跟麦粒完全分开。
But you need to separate the wheat from the husk.
你今天骄傲了。
Now you're proud today.
你要数点百姓。
You want to number the people.
你看见这就是你的壳子。
This is your husk.
现在十字架需要把你的壳子跟你肉完全分开。
The cross needs to separate the husk from the wheat.
所以他上去了。
So he went up.
就证明说什么？
This proves what?
证明他现在需要接受这样的工作，十字架的工作。
He needed to learn the work of the cross.
然后他在那里献祭。
And then he was offering a sacrifice.
献燔祭了。
He offered a burnt
offering. 然后火从上面降下来。
And the fire descended from heaven.
他忽然间眼睛的鳞片掉下来。
So soon his scales from his eyes fell off.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说这是神的殿。
He said this is the house of God.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
摩西还没有进迦南以前。
Before Moses entered Canaan.
告诉以色列人说。
He told the people of Israel.
将来有一个地方。
There will be one place.
要献祭，你们到哪里去献祭？
And then that's the place where you come to offer sacrifices.
十二个支派里面谁要选择一个支派？
God will choose one tribe.
四百年过去了，
400 years later,
500 years
went by,
没有人知道 在什么地方。
No one knew where that would be.
没一个人看见的。
No one could see it.
你看不见，你就不可能盖圣殿。
You cannot see it, you can't build the temple.
现在大卫付了个最惨痛的代价。
Now David paid a great price.
他失败了。
He fell.
他学了功课了。
He learned a lesson.
现在他的麦壳跟麦粒分开了。
Now the husk was separated from the wheat.
当他献燔祭的时候。
When he offered the burnt sacrifice.
神悦纳他了。
God accepted it.
火降下来。
The fire came down.
表示他不会死。
Means that he won't die.
表示这个耶路撒冷要保住。
Means Jerusalem will be kept.
所以他怎么说？
So what did he say?
他说这是耶和华的殿。
He said this is the temple of God.
他找到了圣殿的基地。
He found the place where the temple was to be built.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
是大卫看见。
David saw it.
是大卫神亲手画那个图样给他。
David drew the diagram for David.
所有的材料是他预备的。
David prepared all the materials.
所有的金子银子都是他预备的。
All the gold and silver prepared by him.
虽然神说不是你。
Even God said it's not you.
他没有放弃。
He did not give up.
他爱神。
He loved God.
他与他的心和神的心连在一起。
His heart was united with the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他做梦有一天希望说神的神的殿能够建造。
His dream was that one day the temple of God would be built up.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but thank God,
等到这个殿建造起来，
when the temple was built,
它叫做所罗门的殿。
It was called the temple of Solomon.
不是大卫的殿。
It's not the temple of David.
荣耀归给别人。
The glory given to others.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
如果荣耀归给别人，
if the glory is given to others,
你还做不做？
Do you still want to do it?
今天我们做。
Do we do it?
我们可以得到相当的荣耀。
We should receive much glory.
现在我们大家明白。
But now we understand.
在这里，神在大卫身上的工作。
So this is the work of God upon David.
所以现在明白吗？
So now you understand.
你再往上走一点。
As you go further up.
现在就是，这个谁？就是所罗门的王宫。
You come to the palace of Solomon.
再上去。
You keep on going further up. Then it's the temple.
弟兄姊妹，圣殿怎么产生的？
How is the temple built?
你看中间，神建造了大卫的家。
God first built the house of David.
如果没有神的建造，
if there is not the building of God,
所罗门怎么能够建造？
How can Solomon build?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see that?
所以感谢神。
So thank God.
一步一步的，
step by step.
从126篇，
Psalm from Psalm
127到127篇，
to 127，
到了128
篇， to 128。
那127篇什么呢？
So what does Psalm 127 speak about?
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it.
你看，这不是那个故事吗？
Isn't that the story?
很清楚，很清楚。
It's very clear.
大卫可以南征北讨，可以流很多人的血。
David can shed the blood of many people.
他不能建造房。
He cannot build the house of God.
所以感谢神。
So thank God.
所以下面说，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
And then for he gives to his beloved even in his sleep.
还有意思啊。
It's very
interesting. 所罗门的意思就是亲爱的意思。
So the meaning of the name Solomon means the beloved.
所以清楚吗？
So do you see that?
你看这个房子怎么盖起来的？
So how was this house built?
是在他睡觉的时候盖起来的。
It was built when he was sleeping.
他做梦的时候盖起来的。
It was built when he was dreaming.
你有没有做梦时盖一栋房子啊？
Have you ever built a house while you were dreaming?
你是盖的是你梦里面的房子。
You were building a house in your dream.
你会不会一面做梦，外面的房子就盖起来了？
Were you, could you be dreaming and then the house outside is built?
世界上没有这个事，对不对？
There's no such thing in the world.
那感谢神。
But thank God.
神让所罗门做这些事。
God allowed Solomon to do such a thing.
他安然睡觉。
He could sleep.
他睡觉的时候。
When he slept.
神的殿就盖起来。
Then the temple of God is built.
为什么？
Why?
从第一天就是神建造大卫的家。
Because from day one, God built the house of Solomon.
然后
house of David.
你看见所罗门起来建造。
Then Solomon started to build.
所以到底所罗门做还是主做？
So did Solomon do it or God do it?
当然神自己做。
Of course God did it.
有什么见证吗？
What proof do you
have? 有。
You do
在历史上，
in history,
在圣殿山上，
in the Temple Mount,
两座大的建筑，
there are two great buildings,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这两个建筑，
these two buildings,
就给我们看见，
show us
那个圣殿怎么盖，
how that temple was built,
不是大卫的功劳，
not the work of David,
也不是所罗门的功劳，
not the work of Solomon,
如果今天主建造他的教会，
if God is to build his house today,
感谢主弟兄姊妹，
thank God,
你有没有让主建造你？
did you allow God first to build you up?
少年时所生的儿女好像勇士手中的
Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
这个箭其实就是树枝啊。
These arrows are actually but tree branches.
你不能拿一个树枝就去对付你的敌人。
You cannot take the tree branch and deal with your enemy.
这个树枝需要经过琢磨，最后变成箭。
So this branch first needs to be cut and need to be sharpened before it can be used.
所以你看见这就是神怎样建造耶和耶所罗门的家。
This is how God builds the house of Solomon.
怎么建造大卫的家
？How God built the house of David.
一百二十八也是呀。
Psalm 128 is also this way.
你妻子在你内室好像多结果子的葡萄树。
Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house.
你儿女围绕你的桌子好像橄榄摘子一样。
Your children like olive plants around your table.
第五节。
Verse 5.
对耶和华从锡安祝福给赐福给你。
The Lord bless you from Zion.
愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
And may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
耶路撒冷的好处在哪里
？What is the prosperity of Jerusalem?
最低的是这个锡安山。
The lowest part is Mount Zion.
然后你看见吗？神怎样建立大卫的
？And then how God built the house of David.
然后所罗门怎样建造神的
？And then how Solomon built the house of God.
弟兄姊妹。
This is the prosperity of Jerusalem.
愿你看见你儿女的儿女愿平安归于神。
May you see your children's children, peace be upon Israel.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你看见没有
？Do you see that?
这就是第二段。
This is the second section.
我们的时间已经没有。
Our time is up.
我们还留下一百二十九篇。
We still have Psalm 129.
留到明天早晨。
We'll leave it for tomorrow morning.
那明天早晨，我们最后要把剩下的把它看完。
We like to finish the rest of Psalm.
我再说，弟兄姊妹。
But I repeat.
我们只是。找后面这十五篇后面那个银线了。
We're just trying to look at the silver lining between the
如果
behind
the
15
songs.
If you want to go into the depths,
我们需要有更多的时间花在主的。
We need to spend more time before the Lord.
所以这次聚会
，So this time，
好像把砖头抛出去，希望能够得着许多的玉一样。
So we're just throwing out some bricks, wanting to receive some jade from it.
所以这是我们这一次的目的。
So this is the purpose this time.
但愿主借着这几天。
So may through these days,
在我们里面产生一个饥渴的心。
That in us we will have a heart of thirsting.
给我们看这条路是怎么走。
To show us what kind of way we ought to go.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话继续交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we commit these words back into your hands.
我们觉得你何等爱我们。
Lord, we feel that you love us so.
你把这些话赏给我们。
You give us these words.
我们聚会虽然散去。
Even though our meeting is concluded now.
但愿这些话不过去。
May these words not pass away.
紧紧地抓住我们。
Lord, may it lay hold of us.
但愿有一些人生下来就为着这个周末。
May many of us, many some of us be born just for this time.
有一天我们回过头来。
This day, as we look back.
我们能够想起。
That we can think about.
有一个特别的圣诞。
That there was one special Christmas time
是你遇见了我们
is when you met us.
是你完全的得着我们
when you received completely gained us.
叫我们能够起来跟随
that we may rise up and follow you.
叫我们能走这条上行的道
that we may walk this way of degrees.
成圣的道路
this way of sanctification.
也是成长的道路
also the process of growth.
听我们的祷告
Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督可爱的名
In Jesus' dear name.
Amen.
Amen.